Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Boy, it's good to be back out in God's house again, is it not? Tell you what, been enjoying ourselves here lately. We've had a lot of stuff going on here at the church, but praise God, you know what? I'm thankful that we have the opportunity to be out and the health to be out to do what we've been doing. And I praise God for that. I'm going to talk a little bit this morning about getting what you deserve. If you would turn to Ephesians, the second chapter, beginning on the eighth verse, Ephesians 2:8. I'm going to read it. For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is a gift of God. Let's read that again. For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourself, it is a gift of God. Very familiar scripture, is it not? Let us pray. Father, as we come, Lord, we come, Father, with thanksgiving in our heart again one more time today. I thank you for the hearts and the souls that are here this morning. I thank you for everyone, Lord. And Father, I pray, Lord, that you would look down, Lord, and Father, into their hearts, Lord. And I pray, Father, that if there's a need there this morning, Lord, that Father, that you would meet that. I pray, Father, that the sermon would go out, Lord, the way that you would have it. And if there's one here this morning that doesn't know you, Lord, more than anything, man, would it be not the time of year for them to come to know you as their personal Savior. And we ask it all in Jesus' name, and amen. It's not very unfamiliar this time of year that our radios and our televisions are flooded with commercials, are they not? They are. And I'm not talking about Christmas commercials per se. Did you notice something that they tell you in these commercials? It says, you know what? Get all that you deserve. Get everything that you deserve. Isn't that the way the world thinks today? Isn't that the way that they think that we should get everything that we deserve? Everything that we deserve. Remember Charlie Brown's Christmas? Whenever Sally had sat down, she'd give Charlie Brown, her brother, she'd give him the pad, and she said, here, you take and you do this list for me. Well, she goes down through there, and she said that she wanted to make sure you mark that I want two of everything, and she said, make sure you write down the colors and all this kind of stuff. And she said at the end of it, right here, she said, well, just to make it easy on yourself, just send tens and twenties. And of course, Charlie Brown goes, good grief, even my little sister. And she goes on and she says this at the end of it, and I want to read it because it's very important. And she goes on to say, all I want is what I have coming to me. All I want is my fair share. Get that? All I want is what I have coming to me. But have we ever really put it into perspective, into God's perspective? If God would give us what we deserved, have you ever thought about that? You know, the world out there tries to tell us we need to get all that we deserve and all that we can get, and what is our fair share. If you put it into those terms and say, God, you know, give me what I deserve, give me what I have coming to me, give me my fair share, there would be no hope for any of us. Would you agree with me on that? There would be no hope. Romans 3:23, and I'm going to read part of this, and we'll get back to the rest of it. It said, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. I'm here to tell you this morning that everyone listening to me this morning, everyone that we come in contact with out there today, that says all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. He didn't break it down into categories. He said all have sinned and come short. Every human being that has ever been born, every human being that will ever be born, have come short of the glory of God. Every one of us are born into sin. Psalms 51:5 tells us this. Behold, I was shapen in iniquity, and in sin my mother conceived me. What he's trying to say, I was guilty of sin from birth. Everybody in here, you were guilty of sin from birth. Everyone. So whenever you would say, you know what, give me what's just for me, give me what belongs to me, give me what I got coming to me, I don't think we'd want that. I don't think anybody in here would want that. If we get what we truly deserve, or as Sally put it, all I want is what I have coming to me. All I want is my fair share. That would be eternal separation from God without Jesus Christ in your life. I'm going to read some scripture to you. This tells you what you and I would deserve without Jesus. 2 Thessalonians, the first chapter, 7 and 9. And to you who are troubled, rest with us, when the Lord Jesus shall be revealed from heaven with his mighty angels in flaming fire, taking vengeance on them that know not God, that obey not the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. Did you get that? If you got what you deserve, God said, He said he would take vengeance on them and that obey not the gospel. Who shall be punished with everlasting destruction from the presence of the Lord and from the glory of his power. Now, do you really want what we deserve? I don't think we do. How about 2 Peter 2:9? The Lord knoweth how to deliver the godly out of temptation and to reserve the unjust unto the day of judgment to be punished. Did you get that also? Did you get that? I'll read it again. To reserve the unjust unto the day of judgment and to be punished. If you got what you deserved, we'd be reserved for punishment until the day that we die. How about Hebrews, the 10th chapter, the 28th and 29th verse? He that despised Moses' law died without mercy under two or three witnesses. Now, do you get that? Those who despised the law, this is back before Jesus. Now, listen to what it says. Of how much more sore punishment, suppose ye shall be thought worthy who has trodden under the foot the Son of God and has counted the blood of the covenant wherewith he is sanctified an unholy thing and has done despite unto the Spirit of grace. If you go back and read it in the Old Testament, what they did whenever they despised the law of Moses, what happened to them? And they said, how much more of punishment, how much sore punishment for those who thought it worthy to trot underneath the foot the Son of God. Now, if you think about it, again, you don't want what you have coming to you. Jeremiah 11:11. And this is something I believe, this is very sad to me when I read this in Scripture. Therefore, thus saith the Lord, behold, I will bring evil upon them, which they shall not be able to escape. Did you get that? And though they shall cry unto me, I will not hearken unto them. Sounds like a reprobate mind to me, does it not to you? Listen to me. If you got what you truly deserved, I'm talking about this preacher and you, if we would get what we truly deserved, I'll tell you what, it'd be an eternity lost, an eternity separated from the God that actually loves us. Amen? Not very uplifting for a Christmas sermon so far, right? Not very uplifting, right? But you know what? Guess what? Listen, but thanks be to God for the rest of Romans 6:23. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Guess what? Because of him, I don't have to get what I had coming to me. And neither do you. We don't have to get what we have coming to us. Isaiah 9:6, for unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulders, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. How about 2 Corinthians 9:15? Thanks be unto God for his unspeakable gift. I don't know about you, but I've got some pretty good gifts down through my life, you know, that I've got. But praise God, the best gift that I ever got, sometimes I can't even speak about it, Greg. I'll tell you what, it floods my soul sometimes so much that sometimes I can't even explain to you how it feels to know him and what he has done for me. Praise God this morning. Thank God for the unspeakable gift. Because of that little baby that we're going to celebrate his birth here about a week from today. We're going to celebrate his death. Listen to me. None of us will have to get what we really deserve in this life. None of us have to get that. Romans 8:32 tells us this. He, that is God, that spared not his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall we not with him also freely give us all things? If you're here this morning and you do not know Him as your Savior, it is freely open to you. Freely. No one can hold you back. No one can keep it from you. You're the only one that keeps you from getting to know God as your Savior. You. Don't think that you can blame your mom, your dad, your aunt, your grandma, the President Obama, whoever. You can't blame none of them if you do not know Jesus this morning as your Savior. Because it is freely given to all. What a gift. What a gift that we have. He didn't just send, you know what? The fact that God was willing to send His very best. You know that? He didn't say, Gabriel, I want you to go down there and do this. He didn't say, just go get any old perfect cow or any old perfect goat and go down there and let's sacrifice and that'll take care of it. He didn't do that. God looked through heaven and He seen the very best. Because He knew it was going to take the best gift ever given to do what was going to need done for somebody like me and for somebody like you. Amen? He knew that. He just didn't send any old thing down here to do it. He sent the very best. And I think as the song said this morning, He sent the very best even when we were at our very worst. And that's what He does. That's what He has done for us. Oh, for God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son. And this scripture, you could say this scripture every service, and it should not get old to us. That whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Romans 5:8, but God commendeth His love toward us. While we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Well, I was at my worst. Born into iniquity, and when I was at my worst, God knew that His Son was going to die upon a cross for me and you. I don't know where you're at in your life right now. I don't know where you're at, but I'm here to tell you this morning, listen to me, it is freely open to you. And you know what? God has already sent His Son who has already paid the price. Already paid the price for you and me. Well, you may be a fornicator here this morning. You may be an adulterer here this morning. You may be a thief. You may be a murderer. You may be a liar. And any other thing that you could throw out there. But you know what? You may be a good man or a woman that's here this morning as well. Someone who's well respected in the community. No matter where you stand at this morning, you need Jesus Christ. You need the blood to cover you this morning. And the blood will do that. That baby, yes, we're celebrating Him as a baby, but listen to me. He grew up and He died upon a cross one day for the sins of this world. And His precious blood is there to cover us. God has got you covered. Amen. God has got you covered this morning. Don't think for a minute that you know what, that you've done something that's too bad. God has got you covered this morning. Through His Son, Jesus. Through Jesus Christ, the one who we will celebrate. Have you ever went up to a cash? I read this story here the other day. This lady, matter of fact, I read over it again this morning because I wanted to make sure. This lady, she just moved here from Canada, her and her husband, and she had a little baby, and they went to the store, and she went up to buy groceries. It was like $200 worth of groceries. None of her cards would work. None of them. I guess that they'd either... Nothing. She had no cash on her, nothing. And there was this young man standing behind her, a 28-year-old man. And she kept fighting with it. She needed the groceries. She needed them. She didn't have it. He said, I'll buy them for you. I'll get them for you. And she said, no, thank you. He said, listen, I want to do this for you. He $200 worth of groceries, and he bought them for her. And she thanked him, and she said, well, what's your name? And anyway... She called a week later because she was going to call and thank him about it. Here he had died in a car wreck that same day. He had died in a car wreck that same day. And she said she started crying. And you know, the only thing that he had asked her on that day was, he said, you know what? If I do this for you when you're able to someday, would you do it for somebody? And you know what? You know what God did for us one day? We're standing there at the counter. Our lives are full of sin. We're about ready to have to pay for our sins. And Jesus Christ steps up and He pays for it. Amen. And you know what? The only thing that He asked us to do is to make sure that we keep on telling other people that He is there for us. Amen? That He is there for them. That's all He asked. Listen to me. I don't know about you, but praise God this morning. What a gift that we have got. What a time of year that we celebrate right now through our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Are we going to get what we deserve? You know what? If we have Jesus Christ as our Savior, one of these days we will get maybe not what we deserve, but we're going to get what He has promised us. Amen? Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Someone else took the story of the prodigal son. I think about that sometimes. That was my story. Remember the story, how he went and he said, I want everything that is owed me. I want all that is mine right now. He took it out there and he squandered it. Remember, he said he was eating corn with the hogs out there one day. And you know how that is to a Jew. And they were out there eating corn. And he said, you know what? I'm just going to go back and throw myself at my father, for my servants, my dad's servants, are living better than this. But you know what happened? When the father seen him coming a long way off, he ran to meet him and threw his arms around him and said, listen to me, I love you. You know what? God done that with me one day. And He's done that with you one day too. And He'll do it with you this morning. He looks out there and He sees that and He says, you know what? He opens up His arms and He says, I love you and I want you. And I want you to be part of this, back in my family again. Back in here. I want you to be part of this family. And I thank the Lord this morning that He's able to do that for no matter who's here this morning. Welcome with open arms. You know what? He said, his son said unto him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and in thy sight, and am no more worthy to be called thy son. But the father said unto the servant, bring forth the best robe. Put it on him. Put a ring on his hand and shoes on his feet. He just didn't say, he didn't tell him to bring this just any old rag that he had down there. He said, bring the best. When you come to know Jesus Christ as your Savior, you know what? You're getting to know the best. The best is for you. Praise God this morning. You know what? I don't know about you, but I hope you're not one of those that think here this morning that you just want to get what you deserve. Because if you want to get what you deserve, as I've read to you, it ain't going to be very pleasant one of these days. It ain't going to be very pleasant one of these days. I'm like that. I was truly one of the walking dead one day. You know that? If you don't know Jesus as your personal Savior, you know that show they have out there, The Walking Dead? You're one of them, and you don't even know it. You're one of them right now because you are walking dead. Well, I feel good. I feel alive. I feel good. Listen to me. If you don't know Jesus as your Savior, you're spiritually dead. Do you understand that? Spiritually dead. And if you leave this world like that, you will go out of this world and you will never, ever be able to come in contact with God again, only on the judgment day whenever they send you to an eternity in hell. Do you understand that? I mean, that's as plain as I can say it. But I'm here to tell you, that's why Christmas is so important. Amen? Amen? Because you don't get what you deserve because of that Christmas day. Amen. He was born, and also that Easter, that Good Friday and that Easter, one day, we don't get what we deserve. We get the very best. Amen? They come and get a song.